Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
One heathen knows another heathen.
Okay? Well, you know. You understand. You know, I just got saved yesterday. You know what I'm saying? It ain't been long. You know, it ain't been long. You know, I keep telling you, I got to get all the grace at the ninth hour,
okay.
11th hour. You understand? I need all of it.
I've been saved for a moment there, but God is not done with me yet.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I ain't mad at you.
Some stuff be coming up and I'll be like, oh, shoot. Yeah. I'm bored.
I do understand. Well, there has been a theme that I've been pushing all year. And I believe today is the start of that greatness. And I will get to it, but we want to fan the flame of a few people today. And we want to start with Dolores. Dolores, put your Cash App out there. Grace, keep putting it out there. You put your Cash App out there, and then we'll have, what we want to do is we want to donate to Dolores. We want to help her sell her tickets. Now, my goal is for her, I know Deanna bought a ticket this weekend. My goal is for her to receive overflow. I know if nobody else gonna give, I know Arshia is. She's just growing so fast. She makes me so proud. She just makes me so proud. She does. So let's, you doing it?
Oh,
we got, yes, we got Monica. All you givers give. Just give what you can. The tickets are $45. My goal is for her to get tickets that she ain't got to do nothing with. You understand what I'm saying? That's the goal. And we'll turn around and do the same for you. I promise you, we'll do the same for you. And I believe all of you are going to be blessed. And I've got a lot of blessings today. Everybody will be blessed. Everybody's going to be blessed. And today we're talking about, it's still in the big picture of, well, what's the big picture, Grace? Let's see how good these notes is. Unmute your mic.
Big picture. Hold on. There we go. Big picture. Building a large platform. One right. Already exists.
Yes, building a large platform, especially building one while you already exist. That's a deal there. You put a Cash App out there?
Yes.
Okay, outstanding. So what we want to do is, please, we want to give exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think to Dolores, who is most amazing. Yes?
Yeah.
Is she amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a dimple that we like. And because she has a dimple that we like that. But let's go ahead and give to her. Also, Frida, where's Frida? There's Frida, outstanding. And Grace, there's Grace, outstanding. We're going to, I want you all to focus solely, or firstly and solely, because it depends. It's going to depend on what kind of appointments you already have set up, and I know you have plenty set up. I want you to focus on the bureau. Focus on the bureau, okay? I want you, and I'm going to challenge you. I want you to knock this out in 2 weeks, all right? So we want 100 beautiful new members in the bureau for the next 2 weeks. Yes? You're going to do it in this order. You're going to go, you're going to start with the irresistible offer, which I believe is $297. Is that
$397?
Okay. Whatever it is, that's mm-hmm. Y'all know what it is. I don't need to know what it is. Okay. $397. And then they're going to say, cool. Or they're going to say, well, and if they say, well, then you say, I'll tell you what. There's a special offer on the table right now. We're $24.99. That's the membership part, right? You get the irresistible offer, which automatically comes with the live call membership, or just give them the live call membership for $24.99.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then, of course, you're going to tell them all the beautiful things that happen with that. Yes?
Yes.
And then they're going to say, oh my God, this is so amazing. Yes, honey. I've been hanging out with Law too long. or they're going to say, well, and if they say, well, right, then what you're going to do is, you're going to say, I tell you what, this is what we're going to do. And then you're going to sign them up for the business secrets, which is free. You understand?
Yeah.
There's a goal there. Don't let them go. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't let them go. Do not let them go. They need to be blessed.
Yes.
One way or the other. They leave in your phone call with a blessing. You understand?
Yes.
You wrestle with them like Jacob did all night. All right, go ahead, Grace. You want to say something?
I just want to say to Ms. Frida, if they get down to the, well, after the $24.99, we put them in the Millionaire Business Secrets, we don't tell them that they're getting this for free. We'll say, you know what? Not a problem. I talked with Antonio, and if he said if anybody was having, you know, trouble with the $24.99, he said to go ahead and bless them with the Millionaire Business Secrets, and then you tell them what it comes with, you know, and that's the 90 day.
Very good. I want y'all to get used to. Yes, ma'am.
It could be. Well, you know, we'd like to offer give you a complimentary.
That sounds beautiful.
And then two questions I have. Did you update that sheet that we went over together?
It will be done today. That's why I'm doing it. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing today.
And the second thing is,
you're talking about the proper prices, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I got you.
And then the other thing was, it kind of directs them to the, whatever you called it, Phil and Susan Speak site. Right.
Absolutely. But
nothing right now. I don't see anything on there.
It ain't on there. It's not on there, but it will be. I've enlisted the help of Tippis, and we're going to get it done Super ASAP. Absolutely. Yeah. Super ASAP.
Before people go to those things.
Well, we ain't gonna tell them about it. We just go sign them up through Stripe. No, we just go sign them up. They ain't gonna know nothing about it until 24 to 48 hours from now. So that's what's gonna happen. Good questions. Grace, I want you to focus on that. And I want that to be the main focus. Now, I do understand, Frida, that you have appointments set that are for giraffe legs and all sorts of stuff, right? I completely get it. But after that, you know, after you knock out that appointment, go back to the bureau, yes?
Yes.
All right, that's your number one focus. What did I say?
Number one focus.
Outstanding. And you have two weeks. And I careth not how the 100 comes. If the 100 is all $24.99, that's fine by me. If it's all whatever the price is, that's fine by me. After 100, I will assess the data and make the proper adjustments. You understand what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But the goal, what I'm trying to do, and hopefully y'all hear it, well, I'll need y'all to, like, everybody feeling Susan here, and I'm hoping y'all, you students, y'all need to hear me. The goal is to be a blessing. Amen. Don't worry about it. Grace, did I give the title for today already?
I'm looking at YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Don't say what the title is for YouTube. It makes sense. If you tell them what the YouTube title is, it makes sense, Grace. Go ahead and give it to them.
Get everything or become everything.
All right. Get everything or become everything. This is all inside of building a large platform. That's it, Jerome. That's it. We came to talk today. Do you understand? That's it. We have to be a blessing. Dolores, would you tell us about your event, please?
Great morning, everyone. So it is Saturday. It's my 12th magazine anniversary.
That's amazing. Hold on. That's amazing. You mean like 12 as in 12 years?
Yeah, as in 12 years.
Oh, yes. You're talking about you ain't got no kids. That's a whole teenager you got going on there. Keep on going.
That part. Yeah. And so I celebrate every year. So this year we're doing vendors. We're focused on celebrating women. So I'm going to have speakers this time. We have about 6 speakers, and we're going to have gospel groups and praise dance as well. And I'm going to feed them lunch as well. And we're just going to make it happen, celebrating each other. So, you know, the whole goal is to network and work with each other, see what resources are out there, and give God all the glory. And so it's going to be Saturday at Hall River, North Carolina, where I've had it the last 5 years because I like that facility. And it's going to be awesome. So it's going to be from like 11 to 3:30. And we'll have people come in and out from different areas.
That's amazing. Come on, y'all, unmute y'all mic. Yes, that's amazing. That is amazing. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that is amazing. God bless you. Sounds stressful.
Yeah. Couple more days.
She can't even concentrate until amen. Dolores, you want to go eat? Nah, I can't eat until after Saturday. I do understand. This is exactly why I'm not an event company. I don't like them.
I enjoy it though. I mean, after everything is over, you know, the connection is made and the magazine is done and advertisement and you're pushing other people. Yeah, it's just the work in between.
I thank God for people like you. You keep me on stage. I appreciate you. You understand? I appreciate you. As for me, I just like to. I don't know. It makes sense. I don't like crowds.
Right.
So, you know, the idea of me being incredibly efficient at bringing large crowds together in person, really, you know, it doesn't make that much sense. You know, it doesn't make that much sense. But, you know, I do get it. Good. Well, we're donating to her via Cash App. Of course, some of you put your PayPal out there too, as all of us are not in regions where Cash App exists. We want to donate. Just anything you have, please, anything you have. See you Saturday. Look at that. The Linsomes are coming. That's what I'm talking about. We are grateful. We are grateful. And she did, Dolores did do her commitment that we talked about last week. She paid for something for sugar. I don't remember what it was no more. And then films. Oh, look at you, sugar. Okay, then. All right, then. You know, she's done that. If you're wondering about her integrity, it's all intact. It is all intact. She has been a blessing. I should have paid for film school. And now we're being a blessing back to her. Sugar, surely I know you've already blessed her with whatever you was able to do, or you got plans to do so. I'm fully aware of who you are, because if don't nobody know the art form of giving, I know Sugar knows it. Sugar. I know, because you understand.
Sugar. Mm-hmm. Sugar told me yesterday, she heard you mention the ATS TV is now going to be $2.99 a month. She said, I'll pay for somebody's first 12 months if they not available.
Look at that. See, there you go. There you go. Givers, givers, givers. All right. Big scheme of things. I'm not sure if you didn't, and we broke down building a large platform yesterday pretty well. Go to YouTube. I want to show you a bunch of things. Yesterday, I said in building a large platform, especially when you already exist, you have to offer something. In addition to that, you have to be something. And even more addition to that, you got to remember Arshia is already paying attention to you. So how are you going to get her to pay attention to something else? It is very difficult, Sugar, to be known for TV and then come out with spices. Mm. I wish I had somebody right there. You know what I'm saying? It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult because people looked at you and said, fine, I'll support you in the TV. And a few of them went, oh my God, I'm so happy to support you in TV. And the only people who bought the spices were the people who said, I'm so happy to support you in the TV. It's, everybody write this down. PSI, primary source of income. Let me tap into my Bob Proctor. Primary source of income. When building a large platform, you must be the best, Dolores, at your primary source of income. And I don't mean your primary source of income so we can go into your bank, Arshia. I mean that you have to be known as a standard or the standard. Why? Because nobody's going to take your multiple MSI, multiple streams of income seriously if they did not take your primary source of income seriously. I am teaching right now. Do you understand? If you are not an established authority in your primary source of income, there is no believability that you can branch out and do something else. And they won't follow you. And you can't build a large platform because you're not even trusted in what is supposed to be your expression of yourself. Today, we're talking about get everything or become everything. I'll expose that in a second. But let's keep walking, Jerome. Let's keep walking. Good old Baptist preacher. Let's just walk a little bit. You understand? I want you all to focus primarily on your primary source of income and pause. Everyone, pause. One of the greatest tools a speaker has is the power of pause. It is one of the greatest ways to draw people in. It is, in my opinion, the most effective way to get people off their cell phone. Just pause. Mm-hmm. Just stop anywhere in your talking, especially right before you get to speak, and just pause. I'll show it to you right now. See how uncomfortable that is? Everybody stops. They say, is he messing up? Is he okay? And they look at you, and right there, you have them in your pocket. The power of pause is one of the most blessed things a speaker can use. It's probably the greatest tool between pause, quotes, and illustrations. You ain't getting much better than those three. Do you understand? Go ahead, Susan.
Yes, I've watched that all these years with the greats and how they do it.
Yeah.
Why, Duro, you know, the first thing we ask them to say, people want to say, oh, thank you very much for inviting me. And, you know, they've already blown it. I say the first thing they say, title of your presentation, and then pause a few seconds, and then say it again in a different tone. Then you've got their attention and you've drawn them in. So that pause is important at the beginning and several times throughout the presentation. It even with humor, you know, the pause,
yeah.
And the expressions on your face and all those things, your gestures, all that is so important to keep their attention.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And since you've been doing this 40 years, I'm sure you're the expert.
When you're doing a quote, when you're speaking, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
When you're speaking and you're going to do a quote, do you say who you're quoting when you're doing the speaking?
Are you asking, I get your question, but it seems, just let me ask a question. Are you asking, because I don't think you're asking, should you quote the person? I think you're asking the mechanics, where should you quote the person? Okay, all right, no. Phil, Susan? She's asking, should I quote them on the front end, middle, back end?
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
I believe you're still getting the question wrong. It's between, like, I'm giving you two options, tell me what I should be doing. The first option is someone told me that, you know, if you can plan better, you can dominate. Or should I go like Antonio T. Smith Jr. once said, you can plan better, you can dominate. So should I just mention the fact that I'm going with the quote, or should I also specify the person every single time?
So, correct, Abraham. Thank
definitely
you.
Definitely misunderstood the question. Susan?
I'm sorry. All right, my fault.
No, my fault.
Yes. And, you know, you can always say, you know, the great Zig Ziglar once said, you know, the things like that, as you all know how Les Brown says. And then Phil has another way, you know, of another philosophy, I believe. You know, you can quote someone once or twice, and then, you know, after a while, it's your own.
Fair enough.
I guess I'm maybe a little wrong. I can see.
No, that's not my philosophy. I think by identifying who you're quoting, it gives you credibility.
Absolutely, it makes you look smarter too, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's a joke that in the National Speakers Association, the first time you quote them, you give them their name. The second time you say, I have a friend. And by the third time, it's yours. And I never agreed with that.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
But it is a funny story to tell, though. That's for sure. Right. That is for sure. No, without a doubt. So there you go, Sugar. For sure, quote the person out. Obviously, even if you say, it's like Ibrahim said, someone smart once said, that still makes you look smart. It still is. The moment you're in business, we call that positioning. I can say, well, I'm the greatest thing ever. But the greatest thing ever doesn't really have to say he's the greatest thing ever. You understand what I'm saying? I put myself in the wrong position. What I can say is I can defer and push that bragging to another person. I can say, you know, I just, in all my earthly achievements, I think Arshia is the greatest person ever. Mm-hmm. And now, by default, you're saying, well, that was the greatest person ever thing you just did, right? You know what I'm saying? So there you go. In business, you call that positioning. All well, all good. So great question. I'm glad you asked. Kim, I went snooping on your Facebook page yesterday. You are cutting up. You hear me?
Still cutting up?
You are cutting up. I went snooping on your Facebook page, and I said to myself, this girl is going to get her husband tomorrow. You hear me? She out there gallivanting. She taking group pictures. She everywhere. I said, I thought her son was her husband for a little bit. I said, okay. I said, yeah, she out there cutting up. That ain't had nothing to do with nothing. I just felt the need to say it. There you go. We are donating to Dolores.
Well, that's also positioning.
It sure is. That's a good positioning. That's the kind of position that got Grace here. You understand? Yes. Definitely. Repost her Cash App, please, or PayPal. Just give something, and we would appreciate that. Yes, sir, Jerome.
For 2 days now, I've noticed that Grace had done something with her hair.
Yes, and I forgot to mention it yesterday.
But I haven't heard you mention anything about that.
You sure?
I'm just
right.
Wondering, has Grace messed up? Has Grace done something to be putting the dog out? I'm just wondering, because she's working this thing. And you ain't said nothing.
You know, I'm going to tell you what it is, Jerome. I'm an ignorant man. Do you understand? And that's the real problem. Grace is got her whole hair twisted. Yes. Won't you take off that blur so we can see it? Yes. It's long too, y'all. It's long. Yeah. She's Sunday. I pulled up on her one of them days. I ain't supposed to be in the office, Stradivari. I pulled up on her. You know, and I saw her next door. I said, Grace, open the gate, because I don't like keeping the gate key. You know what I'm saying? I don't like keeping the gate key. And she getting her hair pulled back and stuff like that. Come on, Grace, let us see that. Take off that blur. You take it off. Take it off right now. There you go. Come on. Look at it. No, unmute your mic so they can see it.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. Good. So. Stop it.
Looking mighty great. Bam.
Are you locking?
I will be locking. I am going to untwist it when I'm getting ready to kind of go somewhere so it can be poofy, curly, and yeah, you know, so the curls can pop.
She ain't locking right now.
Not really.
Okay, because when you said that, that wasn't it, but it looked good on you. So I was going to welcome you to the Lock family, but I mean, it looked good on you.
I'm on my way.
She's indecisive. She'll always be the one to make the last decision. You ain't got to worry about her, that's for sure. No, she's got a double twisted too. So if she takes the two out, it's a whole bunch more. Yeah. You may have to go to Arkansas. Well, yeah, you know, she is able. She is able. Big platform. There is a manner to do the big platform. And I want to show you a bunch of things. Okay. Let's start off with Stradivari.
Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question regarding building a platform.
Okay.
Last night while I was asleep, so I guess you could say source.
Well, that's exactly what that would be.
When it comes to building a platform, the United States has the largest population, has the largest percentage of its population that is online. But other countries aren't as online as the United States. So how can one build a major platform without being online? Because if they learn how to do it here, they can branch out internationally. If they know how to build a platform, but not build it online.
Fair enough. And not only is your question extremely relevant, but you authors out there need to listen to the answer. You authors have this problem for sure. Because what authors do is they attempt to sell their books online as if online is a real place. And you forget, you're going to sell most of your books offline. Authors have this problem so bad. Now, in most cases, I mean, in very few cases, you have your Gary Vaynerchuks and your Brené Browns and, you know, Mel Robbins who sell out in 24 hours, you know, a million copies. But for the rest of you people who put your pants on one leg at a time, your book sales are coming in person.
being offline.
She actually, so right now we're going offline right now. You're better off buying your books from the publisher at print cost. Most of your books will cost $5 to print, in India, $3 to print. And then selling your books full price, $15, $24.99 in person. Now you're making, if I said $5, you said it for $24.99. Five goes into, that's five. That's 500% profit.
Yes.
It's 500. Say it again.
What coffee is this for you?
Oh, you talking to me? I can't.
Yes, I said, what company is this we're using for the print?
Oh, okay. ATS got you. That's for sure. That is for sure. Yeah, we got you for sure. For sure. But I mean, genuinely, you want to build that large audience without the internet. And it's the same principles, just us young folk been with the internet so long, you think everything is done over the internet. You understand? While Jerome, Phil, and Susan got all this knowledge and trying to translate it to the internet. So the question Deanna asks ain't got nothing to do with them because they already know. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
And you're absolutely correct. I published my three books before. I sold them out the trunk of my car.
That's.
And you're talking about 3,000. The first one, over 3,000 copies.
That's
the
it.
The second one, too, I'm telling you. And I said to myself that when is where I'm about to go right now, as I said, I'm not doing that again the way I did it before. Now, I don't necessarily know how to do it, but I'm not doing it the way I did before because, well, as Deanna said, Source told me that that's beneath me.
That's right.
So if that's beneath me, then I need to know how to get above me. Hello. I just want to make that very clear to you. Okay. Continue.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's how you drop the mic right there. No, he's right. So I'm going to answer your question, Deanna, in book terms, and you just translate it to anything else. Only reason I'm doing this is because I want to give you something that you can hold on to. You understand what I'm saying? I want to give you something practical you can hold on to. The short answer, Deanna, is if you're going to build a large platform offline, it's belly to belly. It just is what it is. It just is what it is. You disconnected folk as much as I like Kim to have a beer and a book and privacy. When it is time to go and build a platform and make some money, I'm not allowed to do that. Do you understand? What I have to do is get belly to belly. It's old salesperson talk, It means face to face. I need to be so close to you, our bellies are touching. That's what that, you know, belly to belly. This is still a belly-to-belly business. Humans are very belly-to-belly people. Doesn't matter if you think that's true. The mere fact that your brain has evolved 2 million years just to be in community, or you don't believe that. Okay, if you Christian, your God is in community with God's self. That's Father, Son, Holy Spirit is what y'all say. That's company, ain't it? Getting along with the whole party. All right, then. So we got to be in community. The short answer is belly to belly. Let me tell you how to do that. Concepts first. Establish partnerships. Okay, she's writing that down. Establish partnerships. Well, I'm sorry. That's not the first step. That's not the first step. I'm sorry. Get out your comfort zone is your first step. There you go, Jerome. Get out your comfort zone is your first step. The second step is don't worry about what it looked like. I got to say that to some people.
Okay.
And then establish partnerships. Fourth step, establish partnerships in crazy places.
Okay, so three, establish partnerships. Four, in crazy places.
And number five is on steps 3 and 4, make sure those partners win more than you. This is how you build a large platform off the internet. I'll explain. I had a book called, well, I still got it. It's called God at War. And I only wrote it because, yeah, don't worry about it. I don't need it right now. All right, well, if you just. I only wrote it because I had a little section of my audience saying, Antonio, we didn't know you could break down the word of God. Give us some, right? This is. Right now, I have this whole 25-part series, Susan. It's incredible. It's 25 or 29, maybe even 30. I can't remember. 27, I think, of this crazy series in 4K with a little Zoom in it, just breaking down the mostly Jewish text. And I don't know what to do with it. It's incredible. Oh, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible, professionally done, top of the line, collegiate level stuff that I somehow made entertaining. But I don't know what to do with it because right now I don't have that a section of my audience saying, hey, run me that. You know what I'm saying? So ain't nothing I can do with it right now. Until that audience says, we want it, ain't nothing I can do about it right now. Nevertheless, here's the book. Grace just went and got the book. This little book right here, God at War. It's actually a commentary over 1 Kings chapter 17. Let me put it on your screen because this one doesn't zoom the way in. There you go. God at War. And then there you go. Yeah, put it on your screen. And then I'm going to mute your mic. No, you got to take your blur off. Yeah,
God at War. Antonio T. Smith Jr. Here we go.
There you go. I think I still got it. Anyway, it's like $4.99 on Amazon or something. But nevertheless, I wanted to sell it because I wanted the message to get out there. And it had the message. I have this little slick way about me, Dolores. I tend to do, actually, let me see it real quick. I tend to do things in a different way. I'm disruptive. So I've taken what they call the word of God. Oh, I autographed this for you. Oh, okay. I took the word of God and I made it for everybody. Everybody. And I took a particular text in the Torah that says, well, I'll explain it to you. This is building a large platform. How do you build this large platform? I'm going through the steps. Grace, please post those steps. I'm going through them right now. So this is a Jewish thing that's become a Christian thing, but I'm trying to make it a Muslim thing and a pilgrim thing. You understand what I'm saying? This is what I'm trying to do. This is the whole point. This is the whole point of what I'm trying to do. So I take a text that has these implications of a lot of things. 1 Kings chapter 17. It's actually in the Torah, it's just Kings. Chapter 17 is the first time you meet the Tishbite from Tishbe, Elijah. And Elijah, this is not a religious lesson, so you'll be okay. Elijah has no background. He just appears on the scene. And from that point, Dolores, the narrative of God changes hands, changes methods. It goes out of the hand of kings into the hands of people. I'm already doing these strong implications right now, okay? And what happens? In order for this to happen, Arshia, God does all these crazy things. He starts, it's a drought. But by the brook Cherith, which is a brook, a body of water that is supplied by rain. But it's a drought. So this don't make no sense. You missed it. It's okay. I'll keep going though. Ain't supposed to be no brook if it ain't raining. But the narrative of God is to still be carried on. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
And in this tech. This is what I say in the book. It got crazy poppy. It's in colleges and everywhere for this very reason. I argue that in this text, God don't care nothing about no Jewish this. Ain't no, it's, Muslims are alive at the time or are a whole nation at the time. Oh, thank you. Somebody said they just ordered it. No, Muslim, they ain't got nothing to do with religion. God is battling nature. Listen, that's why it's called God at War. God goes to war with the other gods over nature. Allow me to explain. The brook continues to have water in a three-year drought. You don't find that out until you get to the New Testament. That don't make no sense. God is, well, and I don't even say God, say, well, anyway. God is saying, I don't care nothing about no drought. I run this. Y'all ain't listening. That's all right. We're going to keep going, Jerome. We're going to keep going. Then Elijah is scared of a queen and a king. King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. You know, the most evil, just evil. You know, that's why when the old folks say, you a Jezebel. Just because the Bible says she is the most evilest person to ever live or woman to ever live. So every time they call you a Jezebel, it ain't a compliment. You hear me? It's not a compliment. Scared, and Elijah screams, help me. Yet God says, I don't need all that screaming. I come to you like a soft, still voice. I run this. Don't worry about it. That's what happened. That's what happened. That's literally what happened. Don't worry about it. Elijah says, but I'm all alone. God says, get out of here. I got 8,000 mothers praying for you. It's in there, all right? I'm telling you what it is. I'm telling you what it is, all right? Then ravens feed Elijah three times a day meat. There's so many different things wrong with that. For one, Dolores, ravens are selfish scavengers. There is nothing, you've never seen a raven serve anything. They are selfish, they are scavengers, and they do not fly and bow to peasants. I know you appreciate Elijah today, but Elijah was a peasant. Oh, y'all didn't like that. Just because you're a prophet don't mean you ain't no peasant. You understand? Okay, according to y'all beliefs.
Uh-oh, go ahead, baby, say it again.
Okay, just what'd he say?
Just say that again.
That's it. Listen, according to y'all beliefs, God frequently uses people who've been rejected. Okay. That ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so you got a scavenger serving a peasant. But here's the deal, Freedom. Peasants don't eat meat. 70% of a regular person's wealth back in those days went to bread. That's why it's a whole lot of bread talk in y'all sacred texts. It's a whole lot of bread talk. You'd be lucky if you even got to shower, well, no showers, but you know, bathe yourself. Yeah. And to eat meat, that's a king thing. Rewind, press play. The fearful, cowardly peasant who is running from people, God says, get out of here. I run this. You a king now.
Antonio.
Yes, Antonio, sir.
You forgot to tell them how he took care of the prophets of Baal. Mm-hmm. How he stopped his son. Come on now. He did all these mighty works.
That's in chapter 18.
He did all these mighty works. And then he running from this woman. So you ain't
running from a whole woman. He's sure right. You sure right. That's right. Right before that. You sure right. And isn't it? But can you see how I'm making this Jewish text for everybody? I'm going through these steps. You establish partnerships, and you know what I'm saying? And you build it. You build it in the way of OG making it out the hood story, right? You build it in a way to everybody can consume it, Deanna. And what happens is you have God saying, I run nature. Raven, do what I say. Meat, do what I say. Brooke, don't you dry up. Elijah, bow to these ravens and eat. Bow to that water and drink. Do this for 2.5 years. And then I hit him with it, sugar. Now, y'all be careful. I'm sorry. I hit him with it like this here. After that, so I just prove all the arguments how God is fighting nature. Why? Because Baal is the god in the area who is the god of nature and fertility. All right, making some sense now, okay? Making some sense. And then I hit him with it, Jerome. Then I say, now, then God says, Elijah, move. And Elijah did. Listen to me and listen to me very well, because we still on point. You can either get everything,
watch it,
or become everything. Elijah has the brook dried up. Now, here's the deal. Now, let's get out that book and let's get into your life. Here's the deal, Arshia. Old Antonio would have stayed there with a dried up brook. See, y'all don't want to hear me. Forcing God to make the little teaspoons that I can get up, lap up, somehow give me life. Y'all not hearing me because you want to act like you got it all together. Don't worry about it.
Come on now, push.
See, push. 2.5 years, the prophet was catered to. That's a good life. How do you handle it, Jerome? When it's time for trouble and God ordained it.
Ooh.
I need somebody. Do you understand what I'm saying?
My Lord.
God says, hey, you, I won't take care of you no more. Go. Where I'm going? To a place. Where? Zarephath. Let's go. Don't make no sense because this is enemy territory. This ain't got nothing to do with the Jews. And then Elijah puts up no argument, Sandra. Gets up, leaves what's been blessing him in overflow for 2.5 years. Before I continue, Frieda, let me tell you something. Antonio don't roll like that. You hear me? This Antonio does, but that other one, Lord have mercy, I'm not doing that. Yeah, let me tell you something. If the Quran was about me, wouldn't be no Quran. You understand what I'm saying? Let me just tell you, it wouldn't even, the whole story of Abraham would have ended as soon as God stopped talking to me. I hear a voice. Oh, go. Where am I going? I'm gonna show you later. All right, I got you. God talks one more time and don't say nothing for 25 years later. You got me messed up. Now, hold on now. Man, I'm not finna be doing all this and you just silent. Tell me no, I can handle that. Tell me yes, I'm grateful. But ignore me, you got me messed up.
Okay.
Y'all don't want to keep it real with me. It's all right, though. It's all right. Anywho.
You is Elijah. Reaching today. Speak this word. Keep going.
Elijah gets up with no argument. Goes to Zarephath and finds a peasant woman who is a widow, ready to die. Do you understand how many strikes that is? Mm-hmm. Peasant, one. In Zarephath, two. A widow, which means she is untouchable, ain't got nobody to take care of her. She's a woman, so she's a mutt. Do you understand? Yeah. It's not my words. I'm trying to give it to you. And then God uses this mutt to bless Elijah with enough meals to last forever. Rewind, press play. Sometimes God will tell you to leave what's blessing you so you can go to what's going to bless you for the rest of your life. But most of
them. Hallelujah, God.
Most of us stay where the brook has dried up, wondering why we ain't got no blessings. I'll tell you why. Because if you just go to Zarephath, your blessing would be in full overflow. But you keep staying where God used to bless you.
My God.
Antonio.
Amen.
You're telling the story in my book.
Thank you, God.
Like, you're telling my story. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
You're telling my story. His brother had everything in Houston that to take care of him and his family. And Lord told him to go to Abilene. And instead of going to Houston, he went to Abilene, and there was nothing in Abilene, nothing. Everything was dried up. Everything had dissipated. There was nothing. And as I sat in his kitchen table, he told me one by one how God opened every door that was closed when he got there and blessed him abundantly. And they told him he couldn't even preach in the community. And God, the minister of the local church, said, "That's your pulpit and mine." And I sat there with tears running down my face because he thought I was crying because of God's blessing. I was crying because I'd have went to Houston. I wouldn't have went to Abilene. I'd have went to Houston. And I knew I went. And I said, "God, I want the faith he got, because I don't have that kind of faith."
I know that's
30 years later, I sat in this kitchen table again. And the Lord said, "Now you ready to go to Abilene?" I said, "No, you didn't, God." That's why that book came out. Y'all better get my book.
That's it. Get the book. Go ahead, Phil.
Jerome, I'd like to just disagree with one thing that you said earlier, that making those 3,000 books out of your trunk was beneath you. I think it's not an either or, it's an and then some, because that's 3,000 people that wouldn't have gotten your message.
Thank you, sir.
Good rebuttal and good.
And submission. I wasn't going to say nothing, yes. But I'm so glad that Mr. Phil said something. Rome, you touched every single one of those people. They didn't just hit a button and don't know you. They met you. You handed it to them. That was why they got it. So it's never beneath you. That is where it came from. If anything, the internet just multiplies and quadruples what it is that you as the person does. But never think you gave 3,000 people your work and it came from you, never beneath you. I ain't want to stop you because you was in your thing. You was right. Rome, just saying.
Well, you can tell
everything the quality. Good, but that was...
Jerome, I'm with you. Screw 3,000 people. Screw up. We're aiming for 30,000. Don't care for 3,000. Screw up.
I want to thank all of you for your comments so much. But it wasn't just that was beneath me. So I used the wrong terminology to explain that. What it all boiled down to was God was letting me know that I wasn't, for all of my efforts, it wasn't the book. Or the quality of it, the book was very good, but I wasn't paying myself when it was all said and done. Okay. And I kept doing this over and over and over again.
That's definitely.
And I said something different needed to be done, so I stopped and didn't know how to move forward. That's what was beneath me, not the books or the material. But thank you, I understand exactly where you're coming from. Phil and Adrian, and even you, Ibrahim. I want to thank all of you.
Yeah, because I'm coming from Gloria Steinem's perspective. She says, "Hey, we know women got like many things that are better now for them than they were in the past, but you don't change things out of gratitude. You change things when you don't like how things are, even if they're good, because you want to get to where things are excellent." So I'm completely with you if you're unsatisfied with 3,000 people, or you didn't like the fact that it was just 3,000 people, with you. By all means, have excellent standards, but I guess the word that you use kind of rubbed people off the wrong way. But I'm with you, even if you're not satisfied with 30,000 people.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because you know me, I'm Mr. Dominate, so you know, I'm trying to dominate everything. Yeah, so obviously I'm with the same thing. But you can tell the quality of a man by he receives other people's feedback. So good job, Jerome. Good job for sure. before I get to Prophet Jerry, Arshay asked, so what's the solution? I gave solution, move. The solution is to move. Don't stay where you've been blessed.
Watch it, sir.
See, somebody needs to hear this. Somebody needs to hear that what used to bless you has been dried up. But if you move, you'll get a blessing that shall have no end. And that's for everybody. I don't care what your religion is.
Wait a minute. I'm hollering because I just wanted you to know that tomorrow night is D-Block. And I'm telling them how to get under the window.
You understand? Tell them.
You got to find your window. Bro, when you said it the other day, I said, my God. My God. So I don't know. Maybe you're speaking to me. I've been talking about moving to you. I wanted to get closer and closer and closer. And I guess the brook is dry.
You understand? Hey. Y'all,
trying to figure it out. And like you said,
move.
They will feed you. The ravens will feed you too, because they're raggedy people. They don't even belong. They would never do it for anybody else, but they're doing it for you. You know what I mean? They're killers, but they show up for you and they give you the meat. Wow.
I got many blessings today.
That's all I can say. Wow.
I got many blessings today. You hear me? Many, 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 many blessings for y'all. I'm telling you, move before you're ready and don't stay where you used to be blessed. let me just say this before I get Prophet Jay. Hear me well. Okay, hear me. If you stay and do what used to bless you, your faith is in the practice, not the provider. Prophet Jerry, I'm sorry. You wanted to say something, sir. You go ahead.
Hit him, Grace.
That was a powerful punch right there. Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
I am swell, sir. I'm swell. How about yourself?
Doing well. Just got back yesterday, so I'm ready to learn some more. You really broke that down.
Thank you, sir.
Because you hear a lot of preachers, you go to all these conferences, you go to all these conventions and all that, and you never heard, I've heard that story so many times, but you never heard it, how you broke it down. So you know from now on, I'm going to bite off of it, right?
It's all yours. An old preacher, he's sleeping his ass and now. He once told me, take it and do better.
You know, I'm a bite from it, man. Because, I mean, that was powerful to really see. It was just powerful. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Take it and do better. You understand what I'm saying? That's your job. I don't own nothing. And that's kind of, you can get everything or become everything. Building a large platform. I just told you how. Let me break it down what I just did. What I did was I created partnerships with people with that book. I created partnerships with the audience. Listen, I don't care what your religion is. Me and you, we talking about the nature of things. Then what I did is I went to Metro PCS. Who know what I'm talking about? Right? Y'all got that everywhere? Okay. It's one of them wireless companies. And I went to Metro PCS and said, listen, I got a large audience. I would like to do a book signing. Book sale, right, in front of Metro PCS. Now, does that got anything to do with my book? No. Did I know the manager? No. I said, what I'll do is, I'm also a salesperson. If you give me your flies and tell me whatever your deal is, I'll sell for you with all the people I'm going to bring here. Manager said, I like the way you talk. And I stayed there for 2 or 3 months, right across the street from Church's Chicken. I was in Church's Chicken and Subway, where traffic already was. I was live on Facebook the whole time. And I had my two boys out there, and we were selling Metro PCS and selling my book at the same time. Do you think a manager has a problem who gets bonuses when you bringing in traffic. No. Without the internet, I was calling weird places of people that I knew worked off bonuses and commissions. I'll bring you traffic and help you sell. I just need, listen to me, I just need to make it look like I'm on a book tour. And I went everywhere. The internet said, man, he is everywhere. Yeah, because I was on that phone saying,
get out my head. That's what you need to do. You need to get out my head. But see, no, I'm so glad that Deanna asked this question because these are the things that I know how to do. That's what I know how to do. But I'm learning this whole social stuff and not knowing the people and the internet and everything. And it is, I swear to God, I'm like, I got to be like Will Smith and iRobot, I'm telling you. But you have at least broken it down to the point where it becomes tangible.
Yep.
So it's a blessing to know that that is not old.
No.
Because listening to you, you've made me like scared to do it. Like people are scared to be, you know, in contact, but to just be able to see you in this light because you are a question and answer person.
Yep.
And that was a beautiful question, Deanna. Thank you. Yep. And I'm glad that source said that to you because she was sleeping. So amen.
Yeah.
God does work it out.
The subconscious calmed down just enough to vibrate right. Yeah, right. Just enough. Yeah. Because awake, she focused on too many mind is what it say in The Last Samurai, right? Too many minds. You mind this. No, just relax and those answers will come. And I told her something yesterday that I shared with you. I also shared with y'all while building a large platform that you need to take over and you need to give people the reason to do things. I'll show you because remember the Mexit podcast hasn't had anything on it. Well, 8 episodes got uploaded yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, but I'm going to go ahead and show you a little piece of, Arshia saw it. I'm going to go ahead and show you a little piece of a little piece. But please take notes because nobody's playing. I couldn't figure out what
I took down the Stradivari show. I actually did.
Yeah, oh,
it's good. It's good short form content. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 And it's just going to get better and better. Here's Tempest becoming cybersecurity. And I cannot stress this to y'all enough. Let's listen to it. This is the only place that I know of. It's the only place that I know of in which you can actually learn. Just watch.
So slight change in plans. It looks like instead of focusing on AZ-900, which I think I talked about earlier, I'm focusing on today at least studying for Microsoft security compliance and identity fundamentals certification, which is SC900. This aligns a little bit more with my specific role, but the training that I just got access to starts actually off with this, and that's what we're focusing on today. So I'll talk to you all later. Hey everybody, my name is Tempest and welcome to Becoming a Cybersecurity Expert. I decided to document this journey because I want to show other people that no matter your gender, your race, your ethnicity, your background, your education, your financial situation, that not only can you break into cybersecurity, you can do whatever it is that you want to do. I first learned about cybersecurity, shout out to the pandemic, even though it was a tragedy. The pandemic forced people to be at home, made people talk about their lives more, and thanks to Twitter, that's how I learned about cybersecurity. Went down a long rabbit hole, and here I am. I'm a cybersecurity consultant. I'm also a chief information security officer. I went from starting or co-founding a multi-million dollar business called ATSJR Company, CEO for a while, and figured out that wasn't the life, that wasn't the seat on the bus that I wanted to be on. I wanted to find something that felt good to me, that excited me to get out of the bed every morning. So pandemic happened, found out about cybersecurity, and here I am. I'm documenting this journey as a woman, as a Black person, as a Black woman, all of those things with no college degree, no certifications, showing you that if you put your mind to it, if you believe in it, all things are possible. So enjoy this journey. I'm not saying that I'm an expert. I'm not saying that everything is 100% blueprint. I'm saying this is my journey, how I'm seeing it, and I'm giving you all access to that journey. Hope you enjoy. It is Monday morning.
All right, y'all gotta go watch the rest. You gotta watch the rest on SportsCenter, okay? Just go get the link. Okay, you go get the link. Yes. Now, put a pin in that. We coming back to it. Shout out to Tempest. I told her, like I told Deanna, and I tell y'all, I say, listen, at this point, we need to help more people. Put a pin in that. We're coming back to it. Okay? Just know that she never had help with the cybersecurity journey. And now she's making a road. That started off with certifications I ain't never even heard of. You know what I'm saying? But somebody in cybersecurity would understand that, or at least trying to get into it. And then, of course, if you watch the rest of this, she's telling you what she had to do today. Mm-hmm. She's telling you, I just left a meeting and I had to do this. And she's chronicalizing every single thing for the next people who will want to be in cybersecurity, because there is no documentation for it at all. So let's just unmute our mic and clap for Tempest.
Also,
that's a big deal. Oh,
yeah.
Hey, Tempest, go, girl.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Go ahead, Ibrahim, please.
Yeah, congrats on what you're doing, Campus. But also, guys, if you have had help, like even if you have had help, you can just make it more accessible to other people. So if you've had to visit like 15 different websites and figure something out, or even if somebody just gave it to you, you can just ignore the fact that you were given it and then basically just pretend that you had to do it yourself and then create a resource that is just more accessible, and it will work just as fine. Because you know how every motivational speaker needs a sob story, right? And then literally Tony Robbins' son has one, and it just blows my mind away. Because Tony Robbins, I understand that he had to come from nothing, but his son is the son of a millionaire. And if he can be a motivational speaker, if he can ignore the privilege that he was born into and then develop a story and give a roadmap, you too can just completely not mention that Antonio held your hand all the way to where you are, right? And just mention everything as if you're the expert, and it works. As long as you make the information more accessible, more understandable, and better compiled.
That's absolutely true. You become the resource, is what Ibrahim was trying to tell you. You become the collection of where the stuff is so people don't have to do it. And I never thought about what he said with Tony Robbins' son, or the mere fact that motivation speaking, you kind of need some sort of story. That's a very, very good point. Very, very good point. But he's a great observer of things for sure. No doubt. Oh, go ahead, please, Phil.
Two things. Number one, the topic is so crucial right now. Biden yesterday talked about being ready for an attack from Russia based on cyber attack. Yesterday, our president warned us about a cyber attack from Russia. So the topic is so right on. Second thing, and then maybe it's me, I found the music a little bit distractive. So since you have an audience to poll right now, it made me a little bit tougher for me to hear what she was saying because of the music. Now that's just me, so you can poll your audience and see if anybody else had the same experience.
Makes sense.
It was louder than her.
Okay.
I was there too. Mm-hmm. Very good music, though. I must say, I did see someone say something about that in the chat. That if for not anything else, that is something that you do very well. You put the music right where it needs to be. But today was a little bit louder.
Antonio, even with Stradivari's show, I found the music just it was a bit distracting. I guess it was too loud.
Probably so, yeah, but definitely cut it down.
And here's the thing, it was, I guess, too motivational. So so it wouldn't make sense for the music to be slightly neutral, and then when you hit a point or something, for it to then change. It's just constantly too, like, pumped up and makes rising sense. Up. Like, so yeah, that music is good if it comes right after a point you're making or something. And then it could be slightly, like, lower in volume.
That makes good sense. Makes good sense. Definitely make those changes today. Definitely make those changes today. Appreciate y'all, because polling artists is always good. Mm-hmm. Here is Deanna Marie. Probably got the same music thing in there. We'll see.
I was doing research on plants, like plants that are natural and safe for you, things that you can grow in your everyday backyard, and I noticed some amazing things. One of the wonderful plants that, you know, you can grow in your backyard is called wild lettuce, and it's called the backyard painkiller. And the reason for that is it acts directly with the central nervous system to lessen the feeling of pain. If you've ever gotten tired of always popping a pill for something, if you feel like there's something more to this universe, to this life, to your soul, if you feel like there's a bigger place, I don't know about you, but I was that kid who, when I watched Men in Black and they opened up the locker and they were actually in a locker in the larger universe, I was that kid. Then welcome to A Connected Life. In this, I'm going to share with you my journey to living a more connected life when it comes to the natural herbs that you can take, or the homeopathic way of doing something, or finding out exactly how we're connected to the universe. What is this? What is that? How does the water that flows through our body, how is it connected to the water that's in the ocean or the rain that falls? How the universe's heartbeat is the same as our heartbeat, things like that. So I want to welcome you to A Connected Life, and I'm looking forward to sharing every aspect of my journey with you. Just like
You put it in good. Okay, cool. There it goes. Yeah, I gotta watch it yourself. You gotta catch it on Sports Center. That's the intro. When you hear that music is part, that's each episode I have the intros in it. And there's more. You got Stradivari, and there's more. It's like 60 other shows coming or something like that. Why? Because it's content that's not on Mexit. Plus, well, I mean, you put it back on Mexit, but whatever. It's on the podcast now, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because, well, I got one more thing to show you. There's a reason. We put a pin in it. We want to identify what are we going to do with our companies. You grown. You can do what you want. I got something else to do.
You shouldn't be carrying a heavy load lately. You okay?
Not really, to be honest. I cannot remember the last time I felt like my life was going right.
So I should pray for you. Maybe you should pray for you.
I don't know about that.
Why not?
I don't think God would listen to me right now.
What do you mean?
I mean, he knows I'm not an honest man. He knows I'm a lousy husband and father. He knows how selfish and prideful I am. I don't even like myself, Max. I've got friction with almost every person in my life. I owe money to the bank that I don't have.
I'm an old man, Jay. There's some things I wish I'd have gotten right decades ago. But my pride got in the way. But when I learned to let the Lord run my life got a whole lot better. I don't mean to preach at you, but I just know I need it. Frankly, I'd say that we all need it.
time for me to get on y'all. No, I'm just joking. Life works like this. You can get everything. But if you do that, then you got to come back again and get some more. And every time you try to get everything, you don't move to Texas. Mm-hmm. You don't become that millionaire. It just doesn't work. You don't sell out your show. You don't build a large platform. Why are you building a large platform? Are you building a large platform because you want more? That's fine. You've grown. You get to make your decisions. I can assure you, wanting more leads to more problems. And the more you get, the more you're going to be disappointed. Am I telling you that you can't have nice things? No. Am I telling you that people who have everything are unhappy? No. Most of the people I know that have everything are very happy. But they were very happy. And that's why they got everything. The things that make them happy. They were happy broke. Before Oprah ever became a billionaire, broke, weight problems. She was a billionaire. That's how she saw herself. And that's what it was. Every story today, everything we're doing has all been connected to this one point. And I told Tempest and I told Deanna and I told Grace, and I told everybody yesterday, because I've been hinting at it. So we got to be careful what we're doing with ATS. I'm not concerned with what we get. I'm more concerned with what we give. She still has weight problems and happy. I know that's right. Tell her Oprah. That's why the first thing I said is Frida, Grace, knock out that bureau. It was my first directive of the day. If you get everything, Dolores, Stradivari, you can do it. Kim, I know you can do it. But I can assure you, life is about choosing getting everything or becoming everything. That's the wonderful choice of mankind. Every day you wake up, you're faced with one to two realities. I'm going to get this or I'm going to become this. Those who become, well, that's the life of those millionaires, billionaires, and people who have $35,000 a year and live better than you.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
You know, in consulting, they have these terms like, if for people who don't like the esoteric or ethereal aspect of this or metaphysical aspect, there are really concrete terms, the lead measures and the lag measures. Lag measures is what you get out of what you're doing. Mm. The lead measures are what you become. You become the doer of these actions. So it's like, what can you become? Are you someone who calls up 200 people? Yeah. You are a doer. You are a caller. Are you someone who gets 15 appointments? That's what you get. That's the lag measure. So when you focus on the lag measures take care of themselves.
That's right. Very well said. Very well said. And all of you are building this large platform. You need to focus on what you're going to focus on. If you focus on what is the lead measures, the lag automatically help have itself. It will. If 1 + 1 = 2, if you focus on 1 + 1, 2 automatically come. If you focus on how you're going to, 0 + 2, 2 automatically comes. 0.1 plus 1.9, 2 automatically comes. It doesn't matter. If you focus on your part, you don't have to worry about money. Money is simply, a large platform is simply the equation making itself happen. It takes no effort. Math does not struggle. Just because you struggle with it don't mean math struggles.
That's right.
It doesn't. You're not where you are, you want to be, because, well, let's conclude, because I want to bless a few of you. I see it this way. Math came from God. He likes math. I see it this way. You're an author, or you're about to be an author, and many of you are. You don't need to focus on book sales.
Mm.
If you focus on getting in front of people and telling that story, the book will sell itself. Mm. See? Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. If you want to build a large platform, if you focus on serving one person, the platform would build itself. True, Kathy, first CEO, Chick-fil-A, was having a problem. Well, he wasn't. His people were having a problem with Boston Market. 1989, 90 talk.
Yeah.
And they were in the boardroom arguing about what to do, what to do, what to do, what to do. Somebody said, focusing on my stock rising fast. I know that's right. He slams his hand down and he says, listen, if we focus on getting better, our customers will force us to get bigger. And I never forgot that. And it is the only way I want to build ATS. And I'm making a lot of changes in 2022 for sure.
And Tony, yes, some people need to understand something that I understood a bit too late. Mm. There's pain in this for me, so there better be a lesson in this for someone. in 2016, I put out a music project. It was anonymous because I wanted completely detached from my business writing and business and marketing brand. So it's just like a funny piece of music in my mother tongue, okay? Got 1,700 views, got picked up by one of the mainstream platforms in my country. But, you know, I was overseas and I'm doing my thing with my business and all. And I'm like, 1,700, I thought I was gonna get like at least 10,000 views. And I just kept trying to make that piece of content just viral, okay? So it meant like collaborating with other artists, getting them to promote. But I didn't put anything else out until a year later. I was like in the mood. I was creative. I just wrote something, put it out there. And this piece of music got 700 views. And now all of this is happening organically. I've not even shared it with even a single friend. And I'm still not seeing that this is a sign for me to keep going. I'm saying, 700, that's even less than 1,000, maybe not anymore. Another year passes, I put on one like piece of music, and again it goes to like a few hundred, barely breaks 1,000, and I'm still demoralized until I notice 5 years later that someone who started with me, actually a year later than me, but put out one piece of content a month, which was worse than my content, but because they were putting out one piece of content a month, last month, they sold out an arena here. And my mind couldn't even imagine that that would have been possible. So I just literally would start and stop, start and stop, start and stop. Because 1,700 wasn't enough for me. Dude, so much of your success is hindered by what you think is not enough for you and what you do with that information. If it's not enough for you, are you going to put out more content? Or are you going to say, it's not enough for me, so screw this? And a lot of people, majority of people, just say, screw this. And that's the trick. You got to say, I will keep going because this is not enough for me.
Wow.
Mm. Like, if you're doing something and you're making zero money, no, I'm gonna keep going. If you're doing something and you're making zero money and you say this is not enough for me, you can quit, Or you can say, this is not enough for me. I'll keep going until this project is making me what is enough for me. But I'm telling you, even after saying this, even after listening this, 99.99% of the people are going to say, this is not enough for me. I'll quit. And 5 years later, they're going to be where I am. And they're going to have this exact realization.
Yeah.
When they see other people who were on board with Nextit, who continued and where they are, they're going to see that contrast and they're going to have this realization.
Yep. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely. I told Xandra that yesterday. I told Xandra that yesterday, that very last thing you said. I said, she keeps showing up. Mm-hmm. She's going to get it. Mm-hmm. Told that yesterday. Do y'all want to learn that lesson the hard way like Ibrahim, or you just want to take his story and learn it? You got an option. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you. Yeah. You know, that's my famous phrase. You grown. You can do what you want. It's up to you. You can do whatever you want. Let me end this here because I really, I want to help you. And about at 10 o'clock, we're going to At 10 o'clock, what's the little call thingy? What's the outer circle? At 10 o'clock, we're going to meet for about 30 minutes. And I want to help you. Okay. I want to help you. The outer circle thing, the mastermind, but just outer circle. I kind of redesigned everything. And I want to give everybody access. Cool. I'm gonna give everybody access. I want to help you, and I got some other stuff, but I can tell you for sure, we're gonna build something, and I want to show you something, because the what you call it, the secrets, not secrets, success, the freaking mix it news. Remember the podcast. I want to show you the podcast. Hasn't been active, so there's no audience. Here's red circle. This means I got money. Don't worry about that. Here's the podcast. It's April, I think that's last year. It's last year. Five downloads. For some crazy reason, August got up to 245. And it hit. Mexican News has had a total of 587 downloads, according to these analytics. They're not always right, but anyway, whatever. And somehow, desktop that's crazy. I'm not sure, but you know, it's business news, so I guess it tells you the demographic right there. And Internet Explorer, for God's sake, what the hell is anyway, I'm not sure what y'all are thinking, but that clearly tells you which audience is, you know, it's a bunch of baby boomers. And I'm going to show you this. Here is this is July 18th last year. Let's just see what this got. 41 downloads, not too bad. Total episodes. Because there's no audience been built for it. And then this was the first one yesterday. Where is it? Right here. This is Stradivari, episode 2. Well, I think I did both. We'll go to this first one. 7 downloads. And then you'll go to the second one, which is right here. 3 downloads, and we just go to the last thing that was uploaded, and this is Diana, 6 downloads. So right now it looks like, you know, 6 downloads average. Somebody saying, "Oh, nope, not me." There's a big difference between how I see things and how you see things. Now, when Stradivari, Deanna, and Tempest promote, don't make me know, never mind, Jerome. Don't. Because I know what I'm doing. Do you understand? Oh, don't matter to me. Here's what I know. I know if Stradivari don't, if Tempest don't, and Deanna don't, and their motives are something of malice or negativity or laziness, which is still whatever you want to say, I know they're going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. I know if I don't promote them, I know I'm going to pay for it. Everybody gets what they deserve, good or bad, which there is no good or bad, but you know, the way you see it, good or bad, everybody gets what they deserve. And I am so glad, Dolores, that I couldn't figure out what to do with Mexican News Podcast until just now. I'm so glad, because now y'all get to see those numbers go up. And ain't gonna be no excuses. You understand? You can't say, oh, but I don't know. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because I'm going to show you every step of the way of how I'm going to make sure Mexit News has a large audience. And I'm going to start at 10 o'clock. See. So if you want to know how to, Antonio, I need to get in front of more people. Okay. We're going to use Mexit News, which is even. This means your podcast has probably got more of an audience than mine. That's fair. And I'm not going to use another podcast. Nope. I'm going to do any resource I have, I'm going to use, but it's going to be all from scratch. And you all just saw it. I'm going to do it again. Here it is, Tatiana. Can't lie. Numbers don't lie. There it is. Look, here's Secret to Success, which is dumb. You understand what I'm saying? Dumb. 870,000 downloads, okay? So this just don't make no sense. 587. All right, so we can say, oh, let me pull y'all up over here. I've done this before, Jerome. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've done this before. This is what Ibrahim was just telling y'all about. If you put out something every day, even if it's crap, you have the potential to sell out an arena. But if you don't, well, then you had to learn this hard mistake. These are the numbers. Right now, 587 total episodes in 2 years, basically, because I put this out in December 2020. So a year and a half. So you're going to join me if you want to. I'm going to make Outer Circle open for everybody and put the information out there. Everybody, each time. That wasn't my original plan, but
like always.
Always.
Okay.
Every time. You understand what I'm saying? Every time. Y'all got me? Every single time it's open. And what we're going to do is the only thing it's going to do is go build an Outer Circle for y'all. Okay. I don't know. It's only designed to grow you an Outer Circle. Your job is to steal that. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Phil, please.
Yeah, tonight at our Just Read a Book, Power of the Subconscious Mind, we're covering a chapter on relationships. How do you use your subconscious mind to increase the number and the quality of your relationships? And then at our keynote, who we have speaking tonight, Grace?
We have Ms. Carol Ossoff speaking tonight.
Oh, wow. So that's going to be an exciting. She's just an amazing lady. If you guys who don't know Carol, tonight's going to be an opportunity for you to get to know her. And I'm sure you'll be impressed that you invested the time tonight, listening to her 25 minutes and then hearing us praising what she did and then having us say how she can do it better the next time.
Absolutely. There you go. Definitely be a part of that. 10 o'clock, we're going to go live with the Outer Circle. It's only until complete, until I am satisfied with the audience of the Mexit News podcast and Mexit News. Until I'm satisfied with both audiences, you understand? Until I'm satisfied, the Outer Circle is dedicated to y'all building your own Outer Circle. And then I'm gonna do you a favor. I'm gonna go live on YouTube every time. So if you can't make it, you can watch it later. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna go live on YouTube every time. It is completely for you. It wasn't at first. It wasn't at first, but I'm doing it now. Okay, sugar. I'm telling you, I cannot stress this enough. We even now. You understand? I love this. I'm so excited about the metaverse, Dolores, because Apple is in my playing field now. I can't touch them. But when nobody know the future, and we all making it up, if I can't do nothing else, I can make up my own future. We even now. Do you understand? We are even.
Can I say something in this space?
Please.
I didn't catch everything you said, but one thing is very, very clear to me, excuse me, and that is I thank you for marrying us all. Amen. It brings a clear understanding of the church and Jesus Christ and God saying that he is married to the backslider. Because things that we can do, we fall short and don't do it. And then the things that we can do, we fall short and doing them in a way that minimizes us and our brand and our products, all of that. So one of the things that I am definitely aware of are the things that I have been slacking on because I've been learning some stuff. And I heard you say one time before, don't wait. Y'all wait.
I don't wait.
I just get it done. So I've been moving forward and doing some things that I have been waiting on. And I thank you. Like I said before, it brings a clear understanding. I thank you for marrying us all.
I thank you for acknowledging that. I appreciate you. I don't wait. Once I make a decision, I only need 2% of the information. I will get the other 98% on the way. And that's just me. I'm just telling you. I make all I need to do. I need to hear enough to make 100% decision. Once I make 100% decision, I don't need 100% of the information. That is in every great book ever written. Y'all confusing having 100% of the information with making 100% decision. Once the path's been laid out for you, you do not need 100% of the information to make 100% decision. Sure. I make a decision and I will get the information. Yep. Anyway, that's how Think and Grow Rich started off. I tell you what, you just go ahead and work for me for free for a long time and interview everybody. He had 60 seconds to decide.
Yep.
The way is not my business. Just knowing I'm gonna get there is my business.
I hit him, y'all.
We're gonna see you at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock. Time me, Grace. I need 2 minutes. I need 120 seconds. At 10 o'clock, I'm gonna spend time with you, and I'm gonna do way too much sharing my screen, giving away way too much of my strategies. And here's the deal: some I'm gonna know how to do a Stradivari. Others I'm just gonna trial and error. I just learned something just now that most of the people is using Internet Explorer and a desktop, for God's sake. That's crazy. That's definitely, but it makes sense. It makes sense. You listen to news while driving, right, or you sit down and digest it. It makes sense. It makes sense. I don't know too many people listen to news and clean up the house. That's what Whitney Houston is for. Y'all wasn't born in the 80s.
That's right.
Put on Whitney Houston. Okay, all right. Clean the whole. You hear that Whitney Houston or Prince blazing loud? It's spring cleaning time. You better take your butt outside and you finna be washing on them wood not shelves. With that.
And I think a lot of people are at work with their headphones on, listening to an On Explorer at work on their PC. That's what I did at work.
That's what you did at work. Good point. See, there you go. Good point. Dolores. Good point, Damali, for sure. So there you go. And when you know that, maybe we should have Grace write this down. It's going to come up because I thought about it. We're going to have a while you at work.
There you go.
Write it down, Grace. Why you at work episodes. And it's going to start off with why you at work. I'm going to say, don't worry about it. I'm going to show you. I'm going to put it all together. You're going to see. Just 10 o'clock. Okay. I got 24 seconds left. 10 o'clock. Why? I got to be comfortable with how I run this business. And I don't really want things. It's exhausting trying to get stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted. So I'd just rather give it all away and let the equation equal itself. Mm-hmm. See you at 10 o'clock. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can play better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. We will see you later at 10 o'clock. Y'all have a good one. And then we'll announce the stuff for tonight. All right, everybody.